Welcome back to our final segment already of Our Aging World. This is Joe Tomsic with you from the Lake County Council on Aging. By the way, the Lake County Council on Aging would like to remind everyone that coming up July 26th, a few weeks down the road, we will be celebrating Senior Day at the fair, at the Lake County Fair, with gates opening, and will be free admission for all those 60 and over that morning. We've got some entertainment lined up, games, of course, and a complimentary lunch from the Lake County Council on Aging. We've been doing that now a number of years, and we look forward to seeing everyone out there at the fair. Lake Tran providing free transportation. It's going to be a great day indeed. Those of you that were with us last year, I think the temperature was like 150 degrees, so hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler this year. But regardless, we've got a nice tent, and we'll have a good time indeed. We are on the phone lines today with Robert J. Patton. Judge Patton serves at the 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio, and we've been learning all that we can within these couple segments about the Court of Appeals. And certainly appreciate all the time that Judge Patton is giving us today. How many judges sit on the 11th District Court of Appeals?
So at present, there are five judges. So I'm the newest judge. I took office on June 5th of last year, 2023. My colleagues are Judge Eugene Lucci from Lake County, Judge Mary Jane Trapp, she's from Geauga, Judge Matt Lynch, also from Geauga, and finally, Judge Eklund, who's from Geauga County. So there were five of us total.
Generally, how are cases decided when we're speaking of the Court of Appeals?
So I had mentioned during our previous segment about all the papers that come in, and we review everything and we listen to the arguments. And so what happens is that a case is assigned to a judge that's going to write the opinion. The opinion is the formal order of the court where it addresses the assignments of error that were raised by the parties. And so that is the writing judge. And then so then there are two judges assigned with that writing judge. So that would be a three-judge panel, three judges out of the five. And so the reviewing judge then would prepare a draft opinion, and the other judges would decide whether they agree with it or not. And so unlike most courtrooms and most scenarios that most people think of with a judge, where the judge stands alone in the courtroom, we collaborate, and we have conversations, and we go back and forth and talk about the legal points that were raised, and sometimes we come to a consensus, and sometimes we don't. And when we don't, and we have two judges that agree and one that does not agree, you may have heard in the media that there is a dissent or dissenting opinion. So on our court, you would have two judges in the majority. That would be the rule of the case. That would be how the case is decided. And then you would have a third judge that didn't necessarily agree with some or part of what the other two judges decided. And that would be the dissenting opinion, or the dissent, as we hear bantered about in the media with respect to other cases.
In the previous segment, you spoke a little bit about how oftentimes the 11th District Court of Appeals is sort of the last stop. But can litigants seek an appeal beyond the 11th District Court of Appeals?
Yes. So an appeal to the 11th District is that you have an appeal as a matter of right. So if you file your notice of appeal timely, you get an appeal with the 11th District. By contrast, the Ohio Supreme Court is different. You have to put together a memorandum of jurisdiction asking the Ohio Supreme Court to take your case. They're very much like the U.S. Supreme Court, where they don't have to take cases that are presented to them. They get to decide. And so in most instances, the Ohio Supreme Court will decline to take cases. Now, the cases that they typically take are cases that are of legal significance, constitutional matters involving the Ohio Constitution, or sometimes you have a conflict between the different districts. So you may have two or three districts on one side of an issue where they've decided one way, and two or three districts in the state of Ohio that decided another way. That is a conflict between the various districts in the appellate system, and then the Supreme Court would come in and resolve that for Ohio law so that the matter is then resolved and parties can move forward and know what the law is across the entire state.
Again, we're on the phone lines today with Robert J. Patton. Judge Patton is on the 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio. It is our honor to have Judge Patton with us. What are the backgrounds of the sitting judges?
So at present, we have quite a variety. So I practiced trial work in state and federal court for the last 23 years. So I offer a perspective as a recovering trial lawyer. Then you have somebody like Judge Lucci, who served on the Common Pleas bench here in Lake County since 2021. Judge Trapp is a civil practitioner. She was on the court for a prior term, went into private practice, and then came back, and she brings a wealth of experience regarding civil matters. And then Judges Lynch and Eklund both come from the legislative branch. And that they both served, one was a state senator, and I believe the other one was a state representative. Judge Lynch was in private practice in Chardon, and Judge Eklund was in private practice with a large law firm in downtown Cleveland. So we bring with us a variety of backgrounds to the court and in reviewing our cases.
Now, do the judges have to campaign, have to run for their office? And then how long are the terms in general?
So in a typical scenario, the judges do have to run for office and they serve a 6-year term. We are on the ballot as we serve all the residents of the five counties, all 789,000 residents. And so we have to run for office for the seat to serve on the Court of Appeals. My situation is a little unique in that I was appointed last year. I'm going to serve the unexpired term of Judge Rice, which is 2 years, so I'll be back on the ballot in 26. And then if I'm fortunate enough to win, then I would serve a full 6-year term. So the simple answer is yes, all of the judges have to run in order to get and maintain their seat on the Court of Appeals.
Judge Patton, this is so interesting. If people would like to learn more about the Court of Appeals, perhaps our judicial system, even here in the state of Ohio, what would you recommend? Is there any website, anything that they could go to learn more about the Court of Appeals, more about you and your colleagues?
So, yes, I would invite them to go online, use your favorite search engine, and type in 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio. The court has a web page. We explain a little bit more in detail about what we do on the Court of Appeals, and you'll see a biography of each member of the court and contact information if anybody would like to get further information about the Court of Appeals or the state of Ohio law in general.
You know, you mentioned a little bit earlier court reporters, and I would be remiss if I did not mention our mutual friend, who's probably listening today, a good musician, fantastic musician. We call him Mozart, the polka Mozart. That's George Stadahar. And Judge Patton, I know that you had a long time friendship with George.
Yes, George was, I was blessed to have George as a court reporter when I tried cases in federal court. He was a pleasure to work with. I always enjoyed his company. He's a consummate professional, and I'm very fortunate to count him as a friend. And I look for him around the streets of Wycliffe where he's jogging, and he is a great man. And he's also in the Wycliffe Hall of Fame, by the way, I think for his polka music.
Oh, absolutely. A fantastic guy. We call him Gentleman George in our polka world.
Very much so. He's a great man.
Well, Judge Patton, I thank you for all the time that you've allowed us today, and we certainly appreciate all of the great education that you gave us today on the Court of Appeals. Thanks so much.
Very good. It was my privilege, and I'm happy to come back in any time. Thank you.
Well, I think we'll take you up on that. That's an excellent idea for a future radio subject. It's been our pleasure to interview Judge Robert J. Patton of the 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio. That's going to do it for our show for this Saturday afternoon. Hope you enjoyed our programming, but stay tuned because WINT has many more programs coming your way here on this beautiful weekend. We'll be back with you next Saturday at this same time.